question.
Dave Murray? You're darn right. Dave Murray is fantastic. He has been an enormous help to us. He's a reporter with the press. We have managed to form a good relationship with him. One of the big things that we have been able to do is every single story that I give to Dave, every single thing I tell them is the 100% true. Because Murray will research. A lot of people won't. He will. He has caught John Helmholtz, the district's new PR guy, lying a number of times. That credibility is essential, particularly if you're in a hostile environment. If you can be found over and over again to be the guy who really knows what's going on, and this is what's happening, and Dave, you need to look into this. Those things happen. Dave actually has picked up his own little mini fan club among my members. One of them turned around at Southeast Career Pathways, an alternative school, invited him in to teach a journalism class. Okay? He told me about it later. Murray called me right away and said, "Is this a setup?" Because he's not stupid. Unlike a lot of other people, he's not stupid. Okay? Am I getting set up here, Paul?
Right.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that goes back to that slide we talked about, the care and feeding of the media. We've always gone to Dave Murray just before his deadline and said, "Here's the information, David. We're not going to give this to anybody for another 2 hours." So he always has that information way ahead of time. And I think he has the impression, true as it is, that if I'm going to hammer on these people, I'm not going to get first crack at this story. Mostly Paul's been able to change some of the viewing media around in Grand Rapids because they understand that we've had meetings, we've had activities where we told, what's his name, Peter Ross? We told Peter Ross to go away. No, go away. Just because he has always treated us so badly. So you do have to care for these people just as you care for a senator like that.